I think it's kedai, as promised during the daf, just to go through the nusach habracha for a minute. Right, just to quickly, just ivritaych. So what is the bracha? So after the bracha, you say a whole bunch of piyutim. But what is the bracha? Right, then you say the yotzus. But what is the actual bracha? It's the first paragraph. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Hashem b'mamorei baruch shchakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his words, created shchakim. Uveruach piv, called Tzavah. Right, Hashem b'mamorei baruch shchakim is one of the seven heavens. Mamorei, because Basar Mamorei is Nivra Olam. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth parak in the Masechta Zavos. Uveruach piv, called Tzavah. All the hosts of the shchakim were all created with the ruach piv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayk uzman nosan lohem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a chayk and a zman. Shlo yeshanu es tafkidon. To make sure that, meaning they're programmed to do the right thing. Sosem usmeichem lasis b'tzayin kainam. And what they do besimcha. Sosem usmeichem lasis b'tzayin kainam. Poyel emes, shepeulosoy emes. So, the siddur that I'm using right now has the girsa. Poyel emes, shepeulosoy emes. If you refer back to the Gemara on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, it was the first wide line. The Gemara brought the Nusach HaBrach, it said Poyalei Emes, Shepu'ulosan Emes. Not Poyalei Emes, Shepu'ulosan Emes, but Poyalei Emes, Shepu'ulosan Emes. If you look at Rashi, Rashi said Poyalei Emes, Hein, She'ina Meshana Nesidron. It's referring to the Tzva'an, right, that are in Shchakim, that they're not Meshana Nesidron, they do what it is they're supposed to do. If you look at the first Tosfos on the Yomid, Pirush HaKuntres, She'ina Meshana Nesidron. But it is the Garas, not Poyalei Emes, but Poyalei Emes. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Koy, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'be'emes u'bedin miyata, that what the Ebeshter did to the Levana was done be'emes u'bedin. The Ebeshter is a Poyalei Emes. She'pulamei Emes. And that's why there's a miyata Levana, and that's why the Levana is the Schadosh every day. But anyway, two Gersois, is it Poyalei Emes, or is it Poyalei Emes? And it's really based on the Rishonim right here in our Sugya. But either way, V'la Levana Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the moon, She'tischadish, that every single month it should be tischadish. And when the moon is tischadish, it's a teres, it's a crown, teferes, it's a beautiful crown, la amuse baten, to who came out of the womb of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for Klal Yisrael. Meaning, the chiddush alavana is a teres teferes for Klal Yisrael, and the reason it's an a teres teferes for them is shehem asidim l'schadish kamoiso. Because one day Klal Yisrael too will be his chadish kamoisa. It will be renewed just like the moon is renewed. Ulafar liyoytsim al sheikvayt malchusay, and it too will have the ability to lafar liyoytsim baruch ato Hashem chadish chadashim, and that is the way that we're messiahing the bracha. So just as it relates to the bracha itself, just two hours. I'm skipping already. Two. We're gonna get to the end, and that is Ramei Simcha in his akdama to Parshas Bereishis. It's a very, very famous akdama. We've quoted from it a few times. Ramei Simcha in his akdama to Parshas Bereishis, he says a Sefer Bereishis, he says a Dover Nifla. He says a Dover Nifla. He mamish references the Nusach of Kiddush Levana, specifically, Mashetiknu Chazal Loimar Sosim Usmeichem Lasses B'Tzayin Kainam. What does it mean? This is so deep. What does it mean that the Koychavim and the Levana and the Shemesh, the Sosim Usmeichem Lasses B'Tzayin Kainam? The Sosim Usmeich, the program. And if the program to do it, but Sosim Usmeichem, then it's not even a chiddush. Sosim Usmeichem sounds like they have a job, and they do the job besimcha. Right? That almost implies some level of free will, which clearly they don't have. So what does it even mean, Sosim Usmeichem Lasset B'Tzayin Kainam? So Ramei Simcha says that, I'm going to tell you the oimik. The oimik is, we know that the Levana, the Shemesh, the Koychavim, the Mazalos, they have no Bechira. Right? Let's go with the gears of Rashi. Right, that's who they are. But the reason is not because they're programmed. It's not because they're robots. That's not what it is. That's not the oimik. He said, what's the oimik? The oimik is based on a Rambam that we spoke about recently in Chumashir. And this is in Hilchas Yisoy Deyat Torah, in Paragimel Alachates. The Rambam says, Kol HaKoychovim VaHaGalgalim Kulam Balei Nefesh Videya VaHaskelhen. He says, all the Koychovim, all the Galgalim, they're Balei Nefesh Videya. He says, they have a soul. They have das. Ve'im chayim, they're alive. Ve'oim them, and they stand. U'makirim, and they recognize as misha amav ha'yoylam. They have a hakar in the b'yri yoylam. Kol echad ve'echad lefi godloi ulefi malosoi mishabchim u'mefarim liyotzim kamei ha'malachim. And each one of them are mishabeach, and they're mefar. They're created just like the malachim do. U'kishem shemakirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like these entities, a makra kodesh baruch hu, kach makirim es atzmon. So too, They recognize themselves. Umakirin es ha-malochim shalom ha-ilamayim. And they have akarin the malochim that are on a greater level than them. V'das ha-kechovim v'al-galgalim, says the Rambam, mu'uta midas ha-malochim, it's less than the das of the angels, of the v'gdoilam midas b'nei Adam, but it's greater than the das of b'nei Adam. Said Ramei Simchat, Mavur in the Rambam, that kol ha-kechovim v'al-galgalim kulam bali nefesh v'dei v'haskelheim. In fact, it's gedolah midas pnei adam, or it's meuta midas hamalachim. These koychavim, these hosts of the heavens, they have das. So, what does it mean? Poyal leemes shapulos leemes shul yishanu es tafkidam. What does it mean? Chaykuz manosalem. What it means is that they have such a kor in the boyer yolam that they have no bechir because it's impossible for them to be meshanes tafkidam. He says the only reason we could be meshanes tafkidam is because we don't have a clear akar in Bari Yoylam. If you would see with klarkeit as a dab Hashem in the veld shelo yishanu as tafkidam, you wouldn't be able to change your tafkid either. But the reason there shelo yishanu as tafkidam, the reason there on that level is because at the end of the day they have such a hakara, they have such a klarkeit in the Eivishta, and because they have such a klarkeit in Bari Yoylam, so it's for that reason it's shelo yishanu. He said, that's the sosim usmechim lasis ritzayin koinam. Yeah, it suggests that they're not just programmed, but there's some element of passion that they have in their avoida. There is an element of passion. It comes from such, because their ibechira is not because they're programmed. It's a paradigm shift in terms of the way you see this. The yisoida davar is that they have such hakara that it's not shaykh by them bechir. May Simcha doesn't say this, but if you're talking, that's the pshat by malachim also. That the oimik of understanding malachim is the fact that they have no bechira just because of the incredible level of hakara that they're shaykh to. It's their incredible hakara that brings them to this point. In this Hakdama to Bereishis is where Meir Simcha famously says, he said, that was the Kof Aleim Har Kigigas. Right, when Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Kof Aleim Har Kigigas. What does it mean was Kof Aleim Har Kigigas? So everyone learns, Kadosh Baruch Hu basically pulled out a gun, right, an AK-47, and said, you have two choices. One is accept the Torah, the other one, look at me, is moving. That's not what happened. Says Meir Simcha, it's because it was Ator Reisal Adas Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einoin Muvador. He said, it was such Hakara by Matan Torah that every single Yid came to this Madrega, where they were it was impossible for them to say no because of the level of akara. It was the ator reisol adas that was the kof aleim har kigigas. That's what's going on over here. The emes is what came to mind was the lashon of the Ramban. It was the lashon of the Ramban that we just spoke out. We spoke out in the chumash when we were talking about the itz adas, right? So the Ramban tries to explain what's the madrig of adam arishon and chava koydem achet. So he says vayofa beinai ki adam hoya oisa betivoy masheroi lasois kif. Because Adam HaRishon, before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he had no bechiras. What does that mean? He did betivoy what's appropriate for him to do. And then he throws in kashe yasu ha-shamayim v'chol tzva, just like the shamayim and the tzvam do. Shehem poyale emes shepulosam emes. By the way, Gersus Rashi, same payale emes upuloson emes v'lo yishanu es tafkidon, and they're not mishanu es tafkidon because they're pre-programmed. This is what they're supposed to do. Is yesh loyma? What's the impostor? You learn the other was programmed. Adam was programmed. He's in Gan Eden. He has such incredible akor in what's going on right now, and because he has such incredible akor in what's going on right now, so it's for that reason he's like the tzvon. He's poyaliyam shapulot and abishleishano tafkidim. Not that he's created with some chip that doesn't allow him to deviate from the way he was programmed to go. But if there's like a virus in the chip, then all of it. That's not what's going on over here. What's going on is the level of akor. But then what happened? What happened was all the made from the tzadas, like we spoke from Chaim Veloz and Shar Aleph in the Hagar. And now all of a sudden there's Ra inside. Oh, now there's Ra. Well, now you have Bechir. Because now you can't see so clearly anymore. Because that's what the Ra does. The Ra doesn't allow you to see clearly. Like the Mesil Sharm says in the beginning of Perikal. Right? That's what happens. And oh, that's what the Ra did. Now so you have Bechir. It's not Ator Reisol Das. Ki Hashem Hu Alikim. Einoi Milvade. Oh, by the way, what happened by Matan Torah? What happened by Matan Torah was, it was Pascha Zua Moslem, like the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amaral. Chaz Min Chumashir, right? Pascha Zua Moslem in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav Amaral. That was Ator Reis Lodaski, Hashem Olikim, Erei Mavadi. It went back to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Koydim Achet. Because then they were able to see clearly again, right? That's what's going on over here. But this is a tremendous oimik in the Madreig of Adam Arishan. I don't know if he's, what, he's programmed? Okay, that's posh the way you understand the Ramban. Oh, but this Ramei Simcha is mamish a paradigm shift. It's a game changer. But the bottom line is, this is a little bit what's going on over here. This is the Sosam Usmeichem Lasaritz on Koinam. The one thing that we didn't explain yet is, so why is this such a big deal? I hear it's very nice. I mean, this it bodes very well for the Kechavim and all the hosts of the heavens, right? So it's very nice for them. What's up this mit uns? What's up this mit uns? Why is this such a geschäft? Why is this such a big deal about Kiddush Levan? Abul Maisa the Teretz is posh, right? I mean, as much as it is a difficult question and needs clarity, especially in light of the way the Rambam throws it in Perek Yud, Halacha Tes Zayin, and in his Perek Haraya. But the answer is poshnit. The answer is because Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Rav Asri, Rav Yoichanan, Kol HaMavarech Al HaChodesh V'Zmano, Yikilu Mekabu Pnei Shechina. Right? Because at the end of the day, that's what's happening over here. And that's why Amar Abaye Hilchach Ne'emrena Me'umad. And that's the theme. There's some level of being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. But the question is, how gufa? Right? Arva Arva Tzarech. We are being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Where is it in Kiddush Levani? So truly, look at the Rishonim. The Rishonim struggle very much. It's not clear. But the Marshal, we spoke at this Marshal once. He says something very beautiful. He says that when we're Mekadosh Levani, we're not really being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. That's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. Listen to the words of the Marsha. Oideish Lafarish. Lufi She Yisrael. It's right here, the Marsha, on Argamar. She Yisrael begodus and inat zeichen liris pene shechina. Oy, v'rechoyke mi kabalos. It was so far from it. Ki ilu finu. You could say kilu, but Lamaisa was so far from it, he says. U'rechoyke mi kabalos. Aval chidish ha-levana. But when we look at it, the levana, who's simen li Yisrael, she masidin l'schadish kemaisa. It's a simen. It's a simen that one day, just like the Levana, it renews itself every month. One day we're going to renew ourselves as well. And when we're renewed, we're going to be mamish. We're going to be like the Levana. That's the whole nusach of the bracha. That is what's going on over here. So he says, when we see the moon being nischadish, what we do is we make a bracha. And when we make a bracha, it's a simin sha'anu asidin l'schadish k'moisa, and that's why it's ki'ilu we'll be mekabel p'nei shechina. We're not being mekabel p'nei shechina, but it's a simin that one day we will be mekabel p'nei shechina. And that's the ki'ilu. Now, the ki'ilu is what I'm doing now is as if I did this now. This is more really based on a hergish of the asid. That in the asid, just like we're being mekabel p'nei shechina now, or we're going out, we're seeing the moon being nischadish, we'll be nischadish again. And the emesis, I think there's a little bit of an oimik, because there are Ramban. If the Ramban says something in his Pirush al HaTorah, he gives a mashal. You have to learn of this mashal like it's the Dubna Magid's mashal, right? You have to understand it on a very, very deep level. What was the Madreig of Adam Rishon Kodem Acher? Poyalei Emes, Shepulason Emes, V'lo Yishanu Es Tafkidon. Right, that's Adam Rishon's Madreig of Kodem Acher. One day we're going to be the same way. We're going to be Asidim L'Schadish Kamoisna, and we're going to be Poyalei Emes, Shepulason Emes, right, and we're going to be Shlo Yishanu Es Tafkidon. But like Ramei Simcha said, it's not going to come from a place of we're going to be programmed. Right, that's Yomim She'im Bahem Chefetz. But really, it's going to come from a place of Akara, where there's going to be such realization of Atta Reis Ladas. It's going to be Sosim Usmechem Las Ritzon Koin. Fakir, it's going to be done with Hergish. It's going to be done with passion. We're going to go back to that Madrega that Amish was Koin Machet, which was not that I'm a robot. Amish was not a robot. Adam Arishan is on a Madrega. He just had such clarity. It's Atta Reis Ladas. And that's why Adam Arishan couldn't come to an Aveir with the exception of the Yitzhar Mibachot. And of course, this is reminiscent of Ray that we spoke about. The Rav Tzadik in Rasi Sei Laila, where he talks about that the Ur of Rosh Chodesh is the Ur to the Asad Lavoi, and it's connected to David Malka Mashiach. That's why we say David Malka Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. This is really the Ur of the Geula. But either way, we should talk about Yizoycha to come already to the point where it's going to be an Ateres Teferes Lamusei Batem, Shem Asidim L'Schadish K'moisa, and we should be able to be Lefar the Yoytzim Al Shem K'foyd Malchusai, V'mehir B'yameinu Amen.